Chapter 30. Jesse spent a good portion of the next day at the site of the harbor fire, which had caused a significant amount of damage. In addition to completely destroying two concession stands, it had also burned clear through the boardwalk. "Arson," Mickey Kurtz, the Paradise fire captain, said. "Middle of the night hit and run. Guy was out of here before the fire even caught."
"Pro," Jesse said.
"Uncertain," Kurtz said.
"Prince?"
"Nah. All we found were a couple of charred lighter fluid cans. Any possible prints have been burned off."
"Insurance fire?"
"It doesn't appear as such," Kurtz said. "Benny was doing a healthy business in a prime location. It wouldn't make sense."
"Vengeance?"
"That'd be a policeman question, not a fireman question."
"So what good are you guys?" Jesse said.
"Mostly we're good at putting the suckers out. Also sliding down poles," Kurtz said.
"Impressive skill set," Jesse said.
"Saves a lot of wear and tear on the legs."
"Hell on the scrotum, though," Jesse said. "You'll let me know if forensics turns up any other useful information?"
"I'll send you a copy of the report."
"Thanks, Mick," Jesse said.
"At least no one was killed," Kurtz said.
"At least there's that," Jesse said.
That night, Jesse was back at Il Capriccio, but not as a customer. He had parked within sight of the restaurant in the hope that John Lombardo would return. Jesse was slouched in the driver's seat of his Explorer, drinking coffee and thinking, when he spotted the arrival of a pair of black Mercedes-Benz sedans. Both sedans pulled up in front of the restaurant. A man and a woman emerged from each. The two cars then disappeared into the night. Jesse watched intently as the two couples went inside. It was John Lombardo who led the procession. Once they were inside, Jesse sat back and thought more about the fire. It gnawed at him. As was the case with the seemingly random killings of the dogs, he was unable to identify a motive. Something seemed hinky, but he couldn't get a handle on it. He realized that his attention had drifted when he heard laughter coming from Il Capriccio. Standing in front of the restaurant was the John Lombardo party, the women talking quietly, the men laughing raucously. The Mercedes sedan sped up Ash Street and pulled to a stop. The women embraced and the men clapped each other on the back. They each got into their respective sedans and rode away. Jesse waited for a moment, then fell in behind the Lombardo car. He followed as it drove deeper into residential Cambridge. It wasn't long before it turned into an exclusive area that featured multi-million-dollar homes. The Mercedes stopped in front of a two-story colonial-style house that appeared to have been recently restored. Jesse drove by the house and made note of the address. He drove past the corner and onto the next block, where he turned around, shut off his headlights, and drifted back to a spot from which he could see the Mercedes. He watched as the Lombardos signaled their goodnights and went inside the house. The Mercedes pulled away. Jesse watched until the lights in the house went out. Then he went home himself.